Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. I am Mark Lawrence. Across from me, Joe McGranahan. On the other side of the glass, Rob Center. Matt Catrillo's in the newsroom. We just qualified somebody for the Penn State tickets for this weekend. Appalachian State's the opponent. Saturday morning is the game time, and we're going to have that on WKOK and WKOK.com.
Appalachian State? Come on, Penn State. You can play better teams than that. Come on.
I think they always start out with teams that are
patsies.
Well, but for Appalachian State, there's a big opportunity to try to upset
the Giants. They beat Michigan at Michigan several years ago.
Are you happy now? Are you happy now? Yeah.
Well, let's just be honest. They ain't Michigan State or Ohio State. Would we agree with that?
Yeah, but if we played them every single day.
That's how you get better.
By playing lesser teams?
Well, by playing stronger teams. You learn where your strengths are, where your weaknesses are.
All right, so tune into the Steve Jones Show this afternoon where we hear the rest of Joe's diatribe.
They ought to start off with Notre Dame.
Should they? Right. And then move on to Pitt, just like the old days,
yeah.
Right? All right, 1-800-795-9565.
3 yards in a cloud of dust.
1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. That's the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. We invite you to call that during our show. We have open phones to start out the week, and I don't believe we have any guests scheduled. I can't think of any offhand. But you're the guest, you're the opportunist to come in and make sure you call and let us know that what your opinions are. We'd love to hear from you this week. We can talk about U.S. Senator John McCain. We got some conversation starters that popped up in the news. Pope Francis not commenting on what he knew and when he knew it about Cardinal McCarrick, so we don't have we can talk about that.
There's an interesting picture in the one of the papers I read this morning, and it showed the Pope smiling and waving, and in Ireland, and someone's holding up a sign saying Pope, head of the world's largest the largest pedophile organization in human history.
There's him waving. So, yeah, that's a tough situation.
I don't think he saw the sign.
Well, we asked this question on Friday, and we did not get anybody who wanted to weigh in on it. You know, this idea that Pope John Paul was beatified and has his sainthood, but Pope Francis is a latecomer on this conversation. Pope Benedict, and certainly Pope John Paul, oversaw it for decades, and of course, if you want to talk about the cover-up, you have to include John Paul. But, of course, Catholics don't like to have that conversation because they've already sainted him, and now you can't undo that. So,
well, we desainted Christopher.
Oh, did we? Okay, well, that's news to me.
Everybody had a St. Christopher medal, but now they took it back.
Is that why he's the patron of things that are lost?
Because I think that's somebody else.
Oh, is it? Okay. Because he lost his sainthood.
We got a patron saint for everything.
I'm aware. My lovely bride is constantly, I tell her, when something is missing in our house, I always say, well, it'll turn up, and generally speaking, things right. Do. We've only truly
Not
lost.
Not that we have any strange customs, but if you want to sell your house, you bury a statue of St. Joseph in the front yard.
Oh, really? All right, so, but my lovely bride will tell me, well, I'll pray to the, St. Mary, who's the patron saint of, lost wallets or whatever. Everything has a saint, so. All right, so anyway, the Hometown Pharmacy.
What if there's a patron saint for bad talk shows?
Please, folks, raise up that icon. We need all the help we can get here. 1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. It's sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy in Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. It is time for us to talk to you about the Sunbury Motor Company. They are a family-owned dealership since 1915. What does that mean? That means when you run in one of the Merches, whether they're one of the old Merches from the Mertz Motor Company in Northumberland back in the 20s and 30s, or if it's the Sunbury Motor Company on North 4th Street in Sunbury, or now the Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15 in Holmes Wharf, you're talking about a legacy dealership where they have known how to take good care of people. There is a reason that they've been around for over 100 years. And it isn't just selling cars at a reasonable price and giving high value for trade-ins and making sure that they take good care of cars. It has to do with participation in the community, too. There are so many charities, organizations, and events where people say the Sunbury Motor Company is one of our sponsors or donors, or they're a participant in the activity, the Sunbury Car Show that was just part of the Sunbury River Festival, the Car Cruise-In, that had a Sunbury Motor Company sponsorship on it as well. So did the Late Night Event, and the After Hours Event had the Sunbury Motor Company as a sponsor. So you get the picture that it's not just taking people and putting them in a new car or a pre-owned vehicle that's perfect for them. No, it's being a big part of our town. The Sunbury Motor Company is that and will continue to be that probably for another 100 years or so. So please patronize our sponsor. Tell them Joe sent you.
Right. And before we get started, we do want to acknowledge the duck that was sent to us.
Oh, please. Yes. The Donald.
Apparently there are a series of presidential ducks. I guess they're cartoon-like ducks, and they're about American presidents. And Margaret sent us one that is Ronald Reagan, the Ronald Reagan duck.
Sit down, please.
I will. I'm just Ronald Reagan. Stand up.
Donald Reagan. Maybe it's Donald Reagan, the duck.
No, it looks like Ronald Reagan.
Very attractive.
Yes, I love the hair.
And his famous red tie.
Right, and it's marked 81618. To Joe from Margaret. Thank you, Margaret. We appreciate the duck. It goes all in with our collection of other things we've got here. A rock from the river.
It's not a rock. It's a mineral.
A mineral. I'm sorry. Looks like a rock to me.
It's coal.
And then what happened to the, we have the
peace
tomahawk
pipe.
And the peace pipe. Yeah, we have that here.
The pipe tobacco, and Preston Russ gave us the Shikellamy head.
Right. We have a lot of artifacts here in the studio.
Shikellamy profile.
Feel free to send us anything that you have around your house you don't really want anymore.
We have Fred Keller's purple egg.
We're particularly fond of pieces of green paper with presidential portraits on them.
What's that? We have the anatomically correct baby doll from the king cake that Ben Reichle brought in about 5 years ago.
Right. We have a couple of mugs. So we've got quite a few artifacts here.
And a few pins.
When we go, what will they do with all these treasures?
When we go. Well, if we don't get on with the show, that could happen sooner rather than later.
Right.
So, all right.
Well, in any event, Margaret, thank you for the Ronald Reagan.
Yes, very much. It definitely becomes part of the good memorabilia that's in our studio. One of our listeners sent us an email. Let's start out with old news.
It says, if there was ever anyone to force me to turn the radio station, it's when Dwayne Heisler is on the air. He doesn't shut up, and he needs to. Tell him to talk to me if Trump is found guilty of anything in a court of law, because until then, none of the accusations and comments he was blabbing about matter.
Well, that's, yeah, there's no refuting anything they said. I did beg Dwayne to say something nice about the president, and I forget. It's come about it, but it was something about the fact that, well, he hasn't caused the sky to fall or something like that, you know, something that really doesn't really qualify as good news.
Well, I think some people will be upset, of course, over the weekend John McCain died, and the president and John McCain had a very troubled relationship, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we heard a lot about what a great man John McCain is, and I subscribe to that. I think he was a great man, a great hero, and a great American patriot, you know, but he always was characterized as being tough but fair, and yet supposedly he said he didn't want President Trump at his funeral. And then President Trump decided, apparently, according to a story I read this morning in the Washington Post, to not allow the release of a White House statement that was complimentary to McCain and referred to him as a hero. Mm-hmm. Instead, he tweeted out himself, and he really didn't say anything nice about McCain. He just offered his sincere sympathy to his family.
Yeah, they're going to miss him, but not the president. That's too bad.
Apparently not. Well, you know, it's sad because the two of them at one point were friends. You know, and then I think John McCain resented the fact that the president took over the Republican Party and moved it in an entirely different direction than he had sent it in. But, you know, they're both, as far as I'm concerned, have legitimate points of view, and certainly to the extent that anyone could, represented their party at that particular point in time. just as Jimmy Carter represented the Democratic Party at his particular point in time.
Well, and I wonder, how do you describe John McCain's standing in the Republican Party? Because he was so bipartisan that he irritated everybody. Some of his ideas irritated Republicans. The more conservative you were, probably the less you liked John McCain, especially in the last 5 years of his life.
He did change. No argument about that.
Right. So I'd be curious, and maybe our audience can fill in the blanks, you know, what was John McCain to the Republican Party in the latter part of his life?
Get a big kick out of all the Democrats who were just saying the most wonderful things about him. Where were they when he was running for president? They weren't saying those kind things about him then. But still, it's a political world, you know, and whether we like it or not, politics makes both strange bedfellows and bitter enemies. And in this case, apparently it made bitter enemies of our current president and Senator McCain. But I think when someone dies, you have to stop back and at least be partially reflective about their legacy. And John McCain leaves a rather strong legacy, in my opinion. He was a hero. He could have taken early release when the North Vietnamese found out he was the son of an American admiral. They offered him early release, but he apparently cursed at them and said, if these other guys don't go, I don't go. And he stayed there and endured several more years of torture and deprivation just for a principle. And there aren't many people who do that anymore. And I think that's deserving of credit, and that's deserving of our respect.
Well, and I think it really shows the difference between the president and John McCain. You know, our president, love him or hate him, this isn't a diss of the president. He's only skin deep. He's just as big as his ego is.
Well, whereas that's John McCain, big man.
Right? Well, and John McCain is the real thing. You know, a real patriot and a real hero and a real leader and a realist when it came to getting things done. You know, it was always strange to see Senator McCain's pictures with Hillary Clinton when he would work with her on topics, because he knew that if you had to get something done, that you had to, you know, he knew you had to have some Democrats on your side. And so he'd work with, you know, leadership Democrats who would kind of help get things done. And of course, you obviously don't see that with this president, but you know, he's leading in his way.
He has offered,
so this is a different form of leadership.
He has offered several times to cross the aisle, and he isn't getting much way of response. Don't you agree?
Well,
the Democrats don't want to sit down with him. They don't want to give him anything because
right.
They want him out of there. They want him impeached. I think that's what the next big thing is going to be. You know, I think the Democrats going into these midterms are, in the absence of anything else, are going to start big on the impeachment issue. Mm. Well, we need to impeach him.
Well, that'll be a non-starter in my view. I don't think that'll work. I think the president is still too popular, and I think the economy is going satisfactorily, and people see that. You know, if I wanted to do what some Democrats say, you know, I'd point out where wages are and all these other dilemmas. But suffice to say, Wall Street and employment are in a good position. There's plenty of factors in our economy that are slow to respond, so we don't have to rehash all of those. But the fact is that he is the elected president. He's got, you know, what, two and a half more years to go, and so therefore, you know, we'll give him that much respect. You may not agree with everything he does, but, you know, I think Democrats, I think they're to try to impeach him is not the ideal tack. You know, I don't think the president's been given a fair shake, and I think there really needs to be, I just don't think impeachment will work as an election tack. But we'll see. Lawrence's worthless wisdom is called that for a reason.
Another story I read this morning said that the Democrats are energized for the midterm election. About 70 to 75% of them say they are interested in the election coming up, where only about 55 to 60% of Republicans say they are interested. So I think the biggest thing could be Republican apathy, or just the assumption that, you know, there is going to be a blue wave, so why should we go out and vote?
Oh, dear.
On the other hand, if the Democrats insist on using the word impeachment quite a bit, that may well energize the Republican Party.
Oh, I see.
Because last week,
right.
President Trump's approval rating is 90% among Republicans, 10% among Democrats. Overall, it stood at about 48% before last week. He had a bad week, and now it's down to 44%, but that's still stronger and roughly in the same place where President Obama and President George Bush's popularity was right before the midterms.
All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. That's 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. We would love to hear from you. We're really talking about Senator McCain, but that has brought into it maybe some of the things that you've heard said about Senator McCain by the president. So that's our topic. 1-800-795-9565. Would you like to add a comment to our Senator McCain remarks, or would you like to discuss the fact that there is a president in office who did not get along with Senator McCain? A lot of Republicans thought of John McCain as a wacko in the past couple of years because he was, you know, off on his own tangent most of the time. What he thought was good leadership and good policy, and probably was, but nonetheless, it wasn't in lockstep with the whole Republican Party or the president. 1-800. We'll take comments. We got two callers lined up. 1-800-795-9565. We will be right back.
Seven new Fords every day. Sunbury Motors needs to average seven new Fords sold per day until the end of August. So you win with these discounts. Save up to a whopping $16,200 on the area's largest selection of new 2018 Ford trucks. Choose from over 80 trucks with new 2018 Ford F-150s slash to as low as $25,995. Pick from 56 2018 Ford Escapes priced as low as $18,820. And there's 0% financing for up to 72 months, plus discounts as high as $5,000 on many new Fords. SMCS 21 2018 Ford Focuses starting at $14,925. SMC is where you want to be in August for the largest selection and massive discounts on new Fords. Sunbury Motors Ford in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. Proudly serving the Susquehanna Valley and all of Central VA for over a century. Hurry in. SMC will do whatever it takes to sell seven new Fords per day till the end of August.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark, 8:50 in the morning. 10 minutes left to go before the top of the hour. Rob Sender, the fabulous producer who has the two calls lined up for us. We'll take them in the order in which they arose, which means the oldest one first, and that would be Bobby. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Yes, good morning. I remember working in the, Republican office of the McCain-Palin Victory Center, you know, with Mr. Ely that we had in the, I'm going to say that on
the 1960s?
Yeah, 11 and 15, yeah. And, like, there was a, a lot of support at that time from the Republican Party and from the area voters to support McCain and Palin and that. It's just that it you know, when it came to the final election, the people didn't show up at the polls or something, but at least there was a conservative, well, not just a conservative, but a backing of John McCain.
Well, unfortunately for him, he picked Sarah Palin to be his vice president, admitting later that he didn't know her very much at all, or even slightly. You know, he could have made a better choice. I think if he had made a better choice for vice president, he might have done somewhat better.
Yes. All right, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I don't know if they would have won,
no,
but it could have done better.
A little better.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. Than, thank you so much for calling in. You're on the mark.
Hi there, Mark. Hi, Joe. This is Than. I thought when you said you were going to take the oldest call first, it was going to be me. I'm by far older than Bob.
No, I meant the one that had been waiting the longest.
You didn't say the oldest caller.
That's funny.
My question is this. Now, some of your callers have said that we who they think are liberal don't like the president. We hate the president, they say, because we don't want him in office. Do you understand when you see his tiny little response to John McCain's death, a man who I have loved and hated over the years, as you do with any political figure? I would say it's sad that he died. He was a figure that caused a lot of people to think, and we have a president who has such a tiny mind that he isn't even able to say, this was a good guy. I think that's why it looks like we might want the president out of office. He doesn't represent those of us who feel there should be civility in politics. In fact, I would say he's the exact opposite of civility.
So 90% of the Republicans who support him are wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. And we, and you know, we who sit around and try to really understand have no understanding. I happened to be at an event yesterday, and one of the things that people kept saying to me was, how can McGranahan still support this guy? And this was not a bunch of liberals. These were a bunch of people who said, I thought you were flaky when you were on the air. You know what I mean? But they can't imagine that Joe can support this guy, because Joe, you seem to have a very, very nice demeanor. You're a good politician in that you're honest, I suspect. And now you're standing up for a guy who does not, in my estimation, in any way.
Well, you know what you need? You need to get the beans out of your ears, because I've said on this program many times that I don't like him as a person. I do like some of his policies, and that's where I draw the differentiation between the man and what he's doing with respect to policy.
In other words, if you get your tax cut, it's not going to upset you a little bit if he rips children out of the arms of their parents.
Oh, come on. He didn't rip children. He did not rip children out of the arms of his parents. That law was in effect long before he took office. He just enforced it.
That's what I mean, Joe. You just said something right there that is, you know, perhaps the truth, but nobody enforced it because it was not a law.
Well, it was a terrible optic. Terrible optic. And as a politician, no politician in their right mind would have done such a thing.
But you're backing him.
I'm backing his policies. I like what he's done with respect to regulation. I like what he's done with respect to, the economy and the stock market and the jobs creation. You know, my problem with people on your side of the aisle is you can't look at the guy and say he's done anything right. I look at him and say, this is a flawed human being I didn't vote for, but he's doing some things I like and a lot of things I don't like.
All right, we got to take the next caller, Than. Last word. Go right ahead.
Okay, all I can say is, think it through, Joe. You're wrong on this one. Thank you very much.
Well, that says it all. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Debbie, thank you so much for calling in. You are on the mark.
Good morning, everyone. Changing the subject, I wanted to say congratulations to the Snyder County Commissioners for their decision to support that the grant money would go to the sewer authority instead of repairing the two houses on the Isle of Cue.
So politicians putting money in the sewers appeals to you?
Yes, it does. Yes.
Okay.
And what it is, I feel that was for the greater, for the amount of people. And I'm just interested in whose idea this was in the beginning to put this grant money to two houses.
Well, I think it was the Sealands Grove administration. The borough council was trying to solve a problem on the Isle of Cue, you know, and that's their job. They're supposed to stand up for their residents, and they did that, and they proposed some of the money be spent for the sewer plant and the rest and part of it be spent to fix those two homes, raise them above the floodplain.
Well, and I think doing the most good for the most people isn't always an ideal way to run policy. It's a perfectly good way to spend taxpayer dollars, but as Joe mentioned, you had some properties on the Isle of Cue that because of the nature and the construction, they were high value homes, and of course raising them would have cost a lot. So we never got too far into it, but you know, you're talking about historic brick structures that you don't want to lose from your community, but at the same time, you know, it's not like the simple wood ranch house that it costs, you know, $30,000+ to raise it up out of the floodplain.
But I do
it costs considerably
you.
More.
Right. I do agree with you. You know, those people, when they bought the house, knew it was in the floodplain, and they knew it would be prudent to raise it, you know, and the fact that they didn't spend the money or didn't have the money to spend, well, that's certainly not on the taxpayers, and I think the county commissioners did make a wise decision, but you ask who came up with the idea in the first place to spend it on the homes, and I think that's Sealands Grove Borough, and it's there. It certainly is a valid decision on their part, just as the commissioner's decision is valid. There's no right or wrong answer here. It's just what your choice is.
I'm just thinking that for the many people that the grant will help with the sewer department, that it's a much wiser decision than helping two individuals. So again, that was just my opinion, and I think sometimes the commissioners don't get enough credit when they make a wise decision, and I think we should all be applauding them.
Well, good, all right. Good opinion. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Debbie. Really appreciate the call.
All right.
1-800-795. Oh, I'm sorry. Go right ahead again.
See it?
I think it was just a goodbye phrase.
Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, I got you. Okay. All right. 1-800-795-9565 is our Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. We're going to open that up in the next hour. We'll continue to talk about President Trump and Donald...
John McCain.
Yeah, John McCain. I got the duck on my... brain here, Donald Reagan here, your new duck.
Again.
Sorry. Oh, no, you don't have to stand up when I say Donald Reagan.
Well, he's
that's
right
the new duck. All right. So the Hometown Pharmacies is the owner, operator, the funder of the toll-free line, and that is the Shea Mountain Pharmacy out on Route 35 in Mount Pleasant Mills. Just a gorgeous a week for a ride out there. They would just love to see you there. I'm going to drive out there tomorrow, even though I have the day off tomorrow, so I'll drive out there. Then I'll go over to Trutz Pharmacy on Walnut Street in Mifflinburg. I'll buy a chocolate bar there and enjoy the wonderful company of Tyler Trutz. Then we're over to the Norrie Pharmacy. I haven't seen Steve from the Norrie Pharmacy in almost 24 hours, so it's time to see him again. He was at church yesterday, and he's just a super guy, and his pharmacy's on Duke Street in Northumberland. He's a super fast driver, and he would just love to talk to you. Danville Pharmacy on Mill Street in Danville is a place for you to go see Kathy Grandizio.
You're going there, too?
I am going there, too, yep. Then I'll go up to Bloomsburg, because that's where the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop is stored, up on Market Street. Jennifer's up there, and we're going to talk to her. She's the head pharmacist. And Brad at the Lewisburg Pharmacy is going to feel left out. I'm going to run out of time, but he's on Saturday.
Because you and your wife like the ice cream.
All right, we'll go to a couple of places while we're up there to the Lewisburg
I'm
Freeze.
I'm going to check each one of these pharmacies tomorrow to see if you've been there.
Oh, yeah, you go right ahead. You can drive to them on Wednesday and see if I was there. All right, Hometown Pharmacy sponsoring the toll-free line. You're listening to On the Mark on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Mark Lawrence here with Joe McGranahan. Rob Sanders, our fabulous producer, on the Mark, sponsor by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check him out at sunburymotors.com. Our Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. So far today, we've talked about U.S. Senator John McCain, his passing, and of course, that led to a conversation about President Trump, who was always irritated by John McCain in the last couple of years or so. And so we can keep that conversation going. One of our callers also called in about the Regional Sewer Authority in Snyder County got a big grant that will help them offset some flood mitigation efforts. Rather than having some of that money go down to just two homes on the Isle of Cue. So a lot of folks see the proportion trying to do the most good for the most people as the beneficial way out of that conversation. And so we can continue those conversations or start up a new one at the toll-free line, 1-800-795-9565. It's sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy in Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. We have an email. You can email us at onthemarket@wkok.com or text us at 70236. If you're a Text Connect member, just reply to a previous message or start up a new one at 70236. If you're not a Text Connect member, text us at 70236 and include in the message the word WDKOK, then a space, and then your message. But the easiest way is to sign up at WDKOK.com. We send out probably a dozen messages a month. It's always breaking news, either local news or national news. Closed roads around here, a closed road that's a major road, sort of an imminent warning like a tornado warning or a severe thunderstorm warning that's been issued because of damage from some storms. That's the kind of thing we send out via Text Connect. And we did use Text Connect over the weekend to announce the untimely passing of U.S. Senator John McCain. So that's the last time we used that system. We'll take all comers. 1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. We have some brief news headlines. The new Northumberland County Prison is set to open its doors this week. County officials will lead tours Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. and then a ribbon cutting at 1 o'clock. Northumberland County Commissioner says the total prison costs $31 million, about $900,000 less than their original estimates. A Sunbury man is dead after crashing his pickup truck on Chestnut Street yesterday, Northumberland County Corner, telling us 61-year-old Joseph Troxel Jr. died at that crash. According to the county 911, the crash occurred at Chestnut and All Streets around 2 p.m. Blood and other toxicology tests now underway. Also, the hit-and-run victim from Northumberland, Ron Clark, age 71, died over the weekend at Geisinger Medical Center. He'd been hit by a hit-and-run driver on August 17th. Police say they're still investigating. They've identified the vehicle and the driver in that particular case. And Pope Francis says parents of gay children shouldn't condemn them, ignore their orientation, or throw them out of the house. Rather, he says they should pray, talk, and try to understand. Speaking to reporters after closing out a Catholic family rally in Ireland, Francis said, quote, there have always been gay people and people with homosexual tendencies, unquote. Francis was asked about what he would tell the father of a child who just came out as gay. Francis said he would first suggest a prayer, and then don't condemn, dialogue, understand. Give the child space so he or she can express themselves. Francis said it might be necessary to seek psychiatric help if a child begins to exhibit worrisome traits, but that something else if adult comes out as gay. He urged parents not to respond with silence. He said ignoring a child with his tendencies to show a lack of motherhood or fatherhood. He said this child has the right to a family, and the family's not throwing him out. Unquote. So Pope Francis talking about gay kids. All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We got open phones underway. Mr. Lance, what's on your mind today? Good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Yes. John McCain was a great guy for the Democrats. I could never understand why he was a Republican to start with.
He's like an Arlen Specter, far more interested in good government than party loyalty.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, the only thing Arlen Specter ever did was got Clarence Thomas on the Supreme Court. That we had to give him. And every time my dad was holding his nose to vote for him, all I had to say was, Clarence Thomas. And then, yeah, okay, I'll go vote. But anyway, the McCain campaign was really flagging due to the fact he's being a rhino until Sarah Palin gave her speech at the convention. That really energized things. I remember that.
Okay.
So I think she really did him a lot more good than harm.
Really? Really, Lance? Really?
Well, it gave the Democrats and the comedians something to focus on.
Yeah, well, that's for sure.
Among the people that I know, okay, it did. This is what I'm trying to say. Now, I don't know what harm otherwise, but it really energized folks who were really totally ambivalent about the man. And
rightly or wrongly, family values entered into it, and then there was all the problems with her daughter and illegitimate children, and that caused a lot of backlash among some of the more evangelical members of the Republican Party.
Not the old rednecks.
Who do you describe as an old redneck, if I may ask?
Me, my neighbors, you know, the deplorables. But
how are things in the basket these days?
Actually, getting a lot more crowded. Yeah. At least here in Oregon.
It's a busy basket.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, here, we talk about all mass shootings, okay? Now, last year, that was like 106 people died that way. And last year, 1,100 people died because a person who wasn't supposed to be here in the first place killed them. Now, an illegal alien is 10 times more dangerous than everybody that does mass shootings. Don't you take it from that?
Well, I don't know. Now I'm beginning to worry about people who play Madden 19.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand that. But when you look at them all and how they're publicized and everything, that's the number of people who died because someone else was drunk and driving a car in Pennsylvania that year. You see what I'm talking about? I'm not minimizing anything. One death is too many. But what I'm saying is, to put it that these folks that are here are really way more than a danger. Or you take all the black rifles that they want to ban. Every rifle last year was used about 370 times. Put that up against that. And
right.
It just, yeah, you understand what I'm talking about? Okay. And for people that think it's okay to rip a babe from a womb and kill it, and then get excited because a family is separated at the border, seems just, a bit disingenuous.
Well, yeah, and they wouldn't mind putting somebody on a gurney and strapping them down and giving them a lethal dose of some sort of a chemical to kill them. But you're right, then they have a fit when parents get separated at the border. It's not right.
Yeah.
I think you're mixing people up here on the right and left.
So there's different kinds of deaths. Yeah, you can justify some deaths. I wouldn't justify any killings, but I think Lance makes a good point. Well, you know, Lance, how long have we needed comprehensive immigration reform around here? And politicians are too lazy to do it because they know it's not politically expedient, and of course it could cost them the election. President Trump's the only president that has asserted himself and made sure that his policies are implemented. Now, a lot of people don't agree with those policies, but you know he deserves a little credit for being assertive, you know, and saying, okay, this is what we should do, darn it, and here we go.
Not actually. President Obama created DACA out of whole cloth.
Oh, yeah, one policy. The president has a blanket change in almost everything that has to do with immigrants who wish to come to the U.S., those who come in illegally, and those who are already here. I mean, there's a widespread policy changes. DACA just cut out one sliver that today represents a few thousand people, but the president has changed the way America accepts immigrants for absolutely everybody who wants to come here, came here illegally, or who is here now. That's hundreds of millions of people.
But the folks who are the progressives who tout other countries who they say are doing oh so much better and doing everything right, when we tried to implement like their immigration policies, they'd be yelling and screaming and going crazy.
All right, well, we'll have to talk about that on your next call, Lance.
Okay,
thank you.
Very good.
Yeah, thanks for checking in. Appreciate that. Dan, we let Lance go over the 3 minutes because we know you don't mind.
Nope, I don't mind a bit. And I say amen to Lance's comments on Sarah Palin. You know, I disagree with Joe. Sarah Palin brought a presidential campaign to life. I, for one, would have never voted for McCain if he'd have chosen another establishment Republican to run with him. But I changed my mind when he chose Sarah Palin, the Tea Party person, to run with McCain. And I have, as with Lance, I have friends that changed their mind. They said, now we can vote for McCain. And my theory was, in 4 or 8 years, she'll be running as the presidential candidate. Then we'll have someone in there.
How'd that work out for you, Dan?
Hey, it didn't work out at all. But Sarah Palin backed President Trump. She was out campaigning, and that worked out beautiful. That worked out perfect. So, you know, there's providence in this, that I believe that providence is that now we have a great president that's stirring things up so much that a lot of the country, the Marxist people, they want to get him out of there, the Marxist socialists. They can't stand that this, that he's getting things done. So they're working hard to get him out. This is a real battle, Joe. And I suggest if you love your country the way it is, you better get out and vote Republican.
Yeah, Joe.
Because you might laugh about it. You may make fun of me.
No, I'm making fun of Joe, not you. What you said is 100% true. Joe scoffs and sometimes votes for Democrats, but he's going to have to help you pull the party together this time.
He's going to have to, and we need them people on the fence. Yeah, you may not like everything about Trump. I don't like, as I said Friday, some of the things his previous life, it wasn't what we would call ideal. But he's the man getting the job done, and that's what we have to look at.
Jeffrey, I must be doing right, because you're telling me I'm not far enough to the right, and Than's telling me he's going to parties where people are saying, what's wrong with McGranahan? He supports the president.
Well, you know, Joe, you make a lot of good points on Trump, and I agree with you that he's getting a lot done, but his tweeting and them things don't seem to bother me a bit. In fact, if you have a sense of humor, you can laugh about it. You know, things he says is absolutely funny. When he goes to a rally, you know, some of the things he comes up with, he could be a comedian. You know, if he wasn't in politics, he could be a comedian or a, I often said he could rally, be a union organizer. You know, I saw union organizers work just like Trump. Oh, but we'd love him.
May I make one suggestion to you? It might scare you somewhat. It does me. But I don't know how much of an historian you may be, but I watched the old pre-World War II films of Benito Mussolini giving a speech, and then I watched Donald Trump, and there is a similarity between the facial gestures, the arm movements. I don't know what the, I don't think there's much similar in what they're saying, but, you know, he does have that kind of over-the-top presentation, if you will, and he goes away from facts a lot. He strays from what are facts and into personal opinions, you know, and that causes some issues with people.
Well, he uses alternative facts. They're still facts. It's just alternative.
Well, now we have Rudy Giuliani saying truth isn't truth. So what is it?
I think you know what he meant. I knew what he meant. If someone in court can testify what they're saying is truth, and someone else can testify what they're saying is truth, what is the real truth? Only God and a few others know. So I know what Giuliani meant. The left-wing press, they had a field day with that. Chuck Todd, I thought he was going to go off his stool when Giuliani said that, but I knew perfectly well interpretation, you know.
Perspective.
Interpretation is how you learn. And, you know, you can't get a Democrat to say a good thing, or a left-leaning Democrat to say a good thing about Trump. You know, I can say good things about Obama. The good things he done, I can give him credit for. I don't have a problem. I just want our country to get better. And like I said, Palin helped McCain a lot. Dearly loved the lady. I wish she would have, I wouldn't have minded if she'd have been the vice president candidate. It would have been great for Trump. What would the lefties say about a woman being high in the Republican Party? What could they say?
Well, I do agree with you about, you know, what point Rudy Giuliani was trying to make. And for an attorney, he didn't make it very compellingly. But there's a good book that Dan Abrams wrote that I'm reading now, almost done with it, called Abraham Lincoln's Last Trial. And it's about just a case that he had, a murder case, and the way that different people saw it. One person saw it one way, another person saw it another way. And that's, I think, I agree with you. I think that's what Giuliani was striving for, that there are, what was that classic Japanese movie, Rashomon, where it talked about a rape, and it showed it from the seven different views. And each person who saw it viewed it a different way. And I agree with that. But in the end, truth is truth. You know, you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yep, and you don't, oftentimes you don't get it. You know, like I said, God knows, and there's other people know, but you don't always get it with these plea bargains and everything. You don't get to the real truth. And I think reasonable people knew why Giuliani mad. I did.
I do, too. I do, too. All right. Yeah, thank you so much, Dan.
And thanks for your time.
Right. Take care, buddy.
And I'm polling. Remember, I'm polling for you.
All right.
We need all the help we can get.
Appreciate that. Thank you, Dan. All right. 1-800-795-9565 is our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line. We are talking about the president and John McCain, sort of in the same sense. And now Sarah Palin's mixed into this. And we have two texts from one individual, three from another, and one email. So we'll look at those. But calls take precedence. So the hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. 1-800-795-9565. That is 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemarketwkok.com.
Hi, this is Brad from Lewisburg Pharmacy, and I'm proud to be part of the Hometown Pharmacy family. And this month, we're celebrating our third year anniversary. The time flew by, just as it does for most of us these days. As a large family, we know what busy means. That's why, at Lewisburg Pharmacy, we're here to help you keep track of some of the things that keep you busy. No matter where you have your prescriptions filled now, Lewisburg Pharmacy can transfer your prescriptions for you, fill them, and even deliver them right to your house. What makes Lewisburg Pharmacy great is the personalized service we give to each and every customer, each and every day. Give us a call or stop on by, and we'll show you what it's like to be part of our family, the Lewisburg Pharmacy family.
Now that's the way it should be. The hometown feel we all want, but seems hard to find. Hometown pharmacies like the Lewisburg Pharmacy do so much more than the big box stores. Hometown pharmacies in Northumberland, Bloomsburg, Mount Pleasant Mills, Mifflinburg, Danville, and the Lewisburg Pharmacy on North 2nd Street in Lewisburg, making a local difference every season, every day.
Welcome back to the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. Thank you so much for joining us. Some folks have texted us at 70236, and you're welcome to do the same. As some individuals have emailed us at onthemarketwkok.com, and the toll-free line is open at the moment, 1-800-795-9565. I started out asking the question, although not this succinctly, what's so good about Senator John McCain? And we had a couple of answers to that. And then I asked the question, what's so good about President Donald Trump? And nobody seems to have the answer for that except Dan. So, no, actually everybody does. All right, but we have open phones, 1-800-795-9565. I guess emails would take precedent over texts.
Would they?
I don't know.
Margaret says, Lance, it is the woman's womb. That fetus is none of your business. Until the fetus leaves the womb, first breath, it isn't human. Really? Yet folks allow humans to be slaughtered by death penalties. I don't understand it. I don't understand how human beings, fetuses aren't human beings. Must have missed that one somewhere. What exactly are they?
All right, Bob, you're on the mark.
Good morning. A little put off by Joe's sneering of Sarah Palin, so I thought I'd offer some facts about her. Shortly after she was picked during the convention, McCain's numbers rose dramatically, so much so that George Soros became alarmed and introduced a bank run that put down our economy for like 8 years, okay? Now, you can check it out. It happened September the 9th, and it's not hard to find. But that's the influence that Sarah Palin had on the election.
Put on a bank run? Explain that in
that's
a couple
right.
extra sentences,
yeah, I must
please.
Have missed that one, too.
You didn't miss it. It happened, okay? Just check it. September 9th, there was a run on the banks that tanked our economy due to the fact that it was set up by, actually, Carter's community redevelopment that was put, that was boosted up by Clinton throughout the years, and it, the banks were overextended because of it.
Was that 2008?
That was before the election, 2008. Correct. Yeah. September the 9th, 2008.
So he started the recession.
He did.
Okay. All right. What else?
That's it.
Oh, that's the big fact. Okay, fantastic. All right, well, good. Well, thank you so much, Bob. Appreciate the call.
I'm looking it up.
The George Soros bank run that collapsed the entire economy and started the recession.
The world economy.
Well, now, the recession, the housing issue, you know, and all those, I forget what they were called, the banking collapse.
Yeah, I can't think of them now. Anyway, but it was all started because of Carter's Community Reinvestment Act. Had he let the markets, the housing markets, go as they were, that would not have happened.
Okay, but the recession started in 2007 with the housing collapse.
Okay, it was in 2007, before the election, right after the convention, when Sarah Palin was picked.
So that would have been July, August 2007, right? Maybe
it was
September
the 9th or September the 8th or 9th, because what happened is McCain's polling numbers went above Obama's, and they became alarmed about that.
And say, you say George Soros did this?
George Soros was the instigator of it, right. He controlled $800 billion at the time, and he started the bank run.
Okay.
Well, we have to look into this.
It's easy to check out.
Okay. All right. Will do. Listen, thank you very much. Appreciate the call. Yeah, what do we have? According to Wikipedia, Sarah Palin's candidacy for vice president of the U.S. was publicly announced by presumptive Republican Party presidential candidate John McCain on August 29th, 2008. But at that point, the recession was already, we were already plummeting, which had started a year earlier, just as an aside. Anyway, Wikipedia says, as a part of the McCain campaign, Palin, then the incumbent governor of Alaska, was officially nominated by acclamation at the 2008 convention, September 3rd. So shortly thereafter, George Soros did whatever he did, and that what plunged the nation further into recession, you're saying?
That's correct.
Okay, fantastic.
That was the major recession. There was a pullback, okay, previous to that, maybe.
But Wall Street's plummetization was like September of 2007.
What's this?
Wall Street's plummet started in 2007.
I don't believe that.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we'll have to check it out then.
Yeah, check it out.
All right, well, listen, thank you very much for the call. We'll check it out while we wait for another caller. Thank you, sir. Thanks, Bob.
Okay.
1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, I was just saying, I can't find that, anything that says George Soros was responsible for it. He may have been. I don't know. But I can't find it. Can you? I was looking
no.
at the phone while we were talking.
That's not coming up on my phone. But that's, I think, was our caller's point, is that nobody pays any attention to what really happened.
Right. So he may well be right on the mark.
Well, he was a moment ago.
He was. Yes, he was. Okay, we have some texts. One of our texters says, I guess nobody realizes in this case the less is more. Liberals complain when he's talking, or his texts are too much. I think it's about John McCain. And in this case, they complain because he texted too little. Absolutely nothing he does will ever be good because of a false CNN-led narrative of a stolen election. Remember, impeach Trump and you get Pence. That's true enough.
Right. Would that be good?
Actually, you can impeach Trump and not get Pence. He could be exonerated from the impeachment. A lot of people think being impeached means that you're out of office. No, you're only out of office if you are convicted of the articles of impeachment.
Okay.
There's a civics lesson for you today.
All right. Fantastic. Yeah, one of our good listeners sends me a text, says Wall Street's plummet was entirely in 2008, and that the trouble in the housing market started in 2007, but Wall Street didn't drop until 2008. So the housing market was already starting to collapse in 2007.
I don't know that George Soros was responsible for that.
Not that we're aware.
Yeah, the banks were responsible for it, although creating
it sounds
a run
like a
on a
conspiracy
bank,
theory, doesn't it?
Well, I think maybe his point is that maybe George Soros created that run that started the precipitated the panic.
Okay.
That up to that point, people weren't really panicked about it, didn't really understand
right.
what was going on, maybe in some respects.
All right. Another text, and then we'll take a break.
Okay. What is it with anti-Trumpers? First, they complain Trump didn't praise McCain enough after he died. To say any more about McCain would have been a big lie, because Trump and McCain weren't exactly on good terms, with McCain trying to undermine Trump any chance he had. The anti-Trumpers say Trump lies all the time, but it would have been okay to lie to praise McCain now. I'm confused by the anti-Trumpers.
All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. That's 1-800-795-9565. We've got George Soros starting the major recession after in 2008 because he wanted the economy to collapse. So the Republican ticket would not win. The Wall Street plummet happened at that time. 1-800-795-9565. Is that true? We have an email pending, a couple of more texts, and a caller waiting. We'll be right back.
Seven new Fords every day. Sunbury Motors needs to average seven new Fords sold per day until the end of August. So you win with these discounts. Save up to a whopping $16,200 on the area's largest selection of new 2018 Ford trucks. Choose from over 80 trucks with new 2018 Ford F-150s slash to as low as $25,995. Pick from 56 2018 Ford Escapes priced as low as $18,820. And there's 0% financing for up to 72 months, plus discounts as high as $5,000 on many new Fords. SMCS 21 2018 Ford Focuses starting at $14,925. SMC is where you want to be in August for the largest selection and massive discounts on new Fords. Sunbury Motors Ford in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. Proudly serving the Susquehanna Valley and all of Central PA for over a century. Hurry in. SMC will do whatever it takes to sell seven new Fords per day till the end of August.
All right, welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, Rob Center, the super duper fabulous person that he is, has one call waiting, and now we have another one coming in. Keep trying, folks. Keep dialing. We'll answer the phone. 1-800-795-9565. On the mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, and Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Find out lots more about them at sunburymotors.com. They invite you to do what I do and will do soon. That's go to the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, where they specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspections, nitrogen for tires. They're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. and Saturday, 6:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. They would just love for you to visit them, and while they're taking good care of your vehicle or washing it or getting it lined up for body work when you need to or getting it aligned or pumping you up with nitrogen, guess what? You can go out and look at some of the new vehicles on board, see what your next vehicle is going to look like, or maybe they'll tell you your vehicle can't be saved and that there's a vehicle on the lot for you. Well, I hope that doesn't happen to anybody, but certainly, the Sunbury Motor Company would be the place for that to occur, if it had to occur. SunburyMotors.com is our... Look, I ad-lib around these a little bit, and I talk myself into a corner. All right?
Yes, I hate to be in a room you painted, the floor. I'm sure we'd
you'd be stuck
in the corner.
You'd be climbing out the window. All right, Richard, you are on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, good morning, Mark and Joe. First of all... good job on your program. I'm a first-time caller, but I listen periodically. I think you have some interesting guests and interesting dialogue, and so I'll compliment you on that.
Thank you.
And sure.
I get the feeling there's a butt coming here.
But.
Well, there might be. Yeah, there might be a train wreck. I'm not quite sure. And you also have a little bit of humor. I was thinking of the one here a few weeks ago, quickly... and maybe it was said in jest. One of your callers said if Trump keeps doing the same wonderful job he's doing, that he deserves a spot on Mount Rushmore. that caused a belly laugh.
Well, he was serious, too. That's the bad part.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, and this I think, is kind of a sad joke. Trump's self-proclamation of being a stable genius. Well, if he's a stable genius, all my studies, psychology, and human behavior with or not. To me, the man is a vindictive bully. I think he's proven that over the last two or three weeks, where if you disagree or badmouth him, I'm going to get back at you. And you pull the security clearances of some people who spent their life serving our country. And I think personally, if he were to be examined, he would be deemed to be, first of all, suffering from egomania and also delusions of grandeur. He's not in a real world, I don't believe. I'm a retired military Air Force, and I'm trying to process the amount of time that this man has spent between on the golf course and meddling in sports, which, other than being a spectator, he really has no business, versus how much time he has spent visiting our military troops, thousands of them, that are stationed in combat zones. I believe the answer to that is none. I don't believe he spent any time.
You must have read the same CNN story this morning that I read.
Oh, no, I wasn't in there. Is that what it was on?
I saw a story this morning, just this morning, that he hasn't visited any of the combat zones.
That's I had known of that, I guess, for a few weeks. But and when he talks about our economy going good, I believe since he's come to office, our national debt has increased about another 20%, unless I'm incorrect there. But and maybe you read this morning too, you know, when a person of Senator McCain's stature in the government, when they pass, they lower the flag to half staff until burial. Well, apparently last evening, our president dictated that the flag be fully raised again, less than 24 hours after his death. Now I ask you, what kind of a human being is that?
I didn't see that story. I saw that he returned to the White House last night and the flag was at half staff. I didn't see any story about him ordering it raised to the top again.
Well, you better check that out. I just wanted to, you know...
Well, thank you.
Express those views. This whole... My situation makes me sad, unhappy, and I'm a little scared. I don't see where we are heading at all in the right direction. And, hey, God bless America and God bless the McCain family.
All right. Thank you so much for the call. Very, very much appreciated. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
What do you know, Joe?
CBS is apparently saying the White House flag flies at full staff as nation mourns John McCain. So the American flag flying above the White House was at full staff early Monday morning. Even as the nation continued to honor the life of legacy of Senator John McCain, the Arizona Republican, whose relationship with President Trump has long been fraught. He died on Saturday at age 81 after battling brain cancer. While the White House originally lowered the flag late Saturday evening, White House reporters, including CBS News' Mark Knoller, noticed the flag was back at full staff Monday morning.
Well, that's what our caller just said. He's a vindictive individual.
There it is. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't support that at all. That's wrong.
Well, it's not even U.S. policy. Isn't there a written policy? You lower it for 30 days at the death of
The president determines for whom the flag is lowered.
Okay.
It's like here in Pennsylvania. I think the law is either the president or a governor can do it, and that's it. No one else has the authority to order the flag to fly at half staff.
All right, Dale, thanks for waiting. You're on the mark.
Yeah, I just want to talk about George Soros because...
Speak up, buddy. We can barely hear you.
I said I just wanted to spring off what you was talking about George Soros because we all know Donald Trump was a Democrat his whole life. And they all say how much power this Kushner has, his stepson, his son-in-law. Well, the Kushner family are all bankrolled off of George, and this guy, George Soros, has so much power. He controls the FCC, the NSA, the he got serious amounts of power. And that's where this Kushner gets so much power, and every nation around the country knows that this guy here is basically George Soros. So the mystery, it's all written plain and simple. But that George Soros is a bad character. That's why he had Donald Trump subsidizing all of our infrastructure jobs and running our deficit sky high. So I just wanted to tell you, the Democrat Party and the Republican Party have been hijacked, and you guys got brainwashed. So,
all right, we got you. Thank you, Dale. Frank, last caller before a quick break. Frank, you're on the mark.
Okay. Going back to the housing collapse, here's how I remember the 2000s. Hinging on, because I'm a manufacturer, how much housing was booming in the 90s. I'm a kitchen manufacturer, and how many orders were going out, and it was amazing. We couldn't keep up with orders.
What year was booming?
The housing industry, the building, the amount of houses that were being built in the late 90s, the condominiums, the timeshares. It was a staggering economy. It was an amazing time for the economy based on the Internet's development and the World Wide Web. When we hit 2001, 9/11, everything in America went to its knees. We realized how vulnerable our country was. We had engaged in two major wars. 2004, 2005, New York was closed down. All the Broadway shows were heading south. They just basically, people didn't have money. There was a mental discouragement. We were continuously, in a state of what Homeland Security color code were we in? It was a very, very psychologically dark time for America, engaged in war. Terrorist acts. You'd hear it every day in the news. I was watching Fox News all those years, and it was really disturbing to watch the news each night, hear about how many Americans were killed, the bombings, the car bombings. And it was a global mess. In 2000, when President Bush W. had left, we were hitting the bottom. And then to find the housing crisis, people couldn't pay their mortgages, and then the executives on Wall Street embezzling and taking out people's retirements. I mean, that's a number of points, and we had spent more money than this country could afford with those wars. That's how I remember the collapse, not by one person.
And when the collapse of 2007 or 2008 or 2009?
I'm not going to go on nail it on a year. It was a cumulative number of years, starting from engaging in the wars, the overspending, trying to defend our military expenditures. We had 40-year-old men going back in active service, leaving families behind. This was a major psychological issue besides the financial. It was a transition of years from 4, 5, 6, 7, and then boom, the transition of the presidents. Everybody wanted change. That's why Obama became the president. And, we had to crawl out of the mess, and it took years, and we're healing. And I've tried to do something in the last couple of days. I'm looking for every good thing Donald Trump does. I'm going to flip a little bit, because what's not good is psychologically, if a person keeps trying to badger their leadership, you're not doing yourself any good, or you're letting that person possibly lord over you mentally. I'm going to try for a couple months to support. I don't believe there's any more shoes to drop or surprises from President Trump's past. I think it's pretty much out there, or whatever may be. I think the investigation will follow up, and then whatever happens in the midterm elections, we're going to have a change of, I don't know, hopefully just get by and accept the way things are. I've decided you can't change the president's tweeting. He's been, expressing how he thinks and the way he thinks, and there's no surprises anymore. So I'm going to look for the good in it instead of trying to just find all the negatives. How's that?
Okay. Accentuate the positive. Well, that's a good way.
Eliminate the negative and don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
All right. I think that's Schoolhouse Rock. All right.
Oh, that's an old song.
Thank you so much, Frank. All right, we'll take more comers. We've been talking about President Trump, Senator McCain, Sarah Palin, the U.S. economy collapse, George Soros, all kind of smushed together. Got two emails and a text, and we'll read those when we return. Let's see. One of our listeners is a very strong President Trump supporter, so we'll see what he says. Another individual encourages our president to grow up. So we'll see if that advice is heeded. When we come back, 1-800-795-9565 is the open phones. Do you think it's time for a president to grow up? Did Sarah Palin save the Republican ticket from a worse collapse? What caused the U.S. economy to collapse? Was it George Soros? These are the questions we're trying to get answers to. 1-800-795-9565. And call us if you have
really? We're trying to get answers to all those?
Right, we are. And we only have a few minutes left. But we'll take all comers. 1-800-795-9565.
7 new Fords every day. Sunbury Motors needs to average 7 new Fords sold per day until the end of August. So you win with these discounts. Save up to a whopping $16,200 on the area's largest selection of new 2018 Ford trucks. Choose from over 80 trucks with new 2018 Ford F-150s slash to as low as $25,995. Pick from 56 2018 Ford Escapes priced as low as $18,820. And there's 0% financing for up to 72 months, plus discounts as high as $5,000 on many new Fords. SMCS 21 2018 Ford Focuses, starting at $14,925. SMC is where you want to be in August for the largest selection and massive discounts on new Fords. Sunbury Motors Ford in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. Proudly serving the Susquehanna Valley and all of Central PA for over a century. Hurry in. SMC will do whatever it takes to sell 7 new Fords per day till the end of August.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, we said we got three emails and a text, so let's take them.
All right. One of our writers says, it is required to fly the American flag for 24 hours at the White House, and by order of the president, that can be extended. I assume he means at half staff. Donald Trump extended it for Reverend Billy Graham and Barbara Bush, fine with me. However, in his pettiness, he would not extend it for Senator McCain. The Capitol is going to fly at half staff for several days, but sadly, our president is just so vindictive, cross him at your own peril. When he insulted John McCain and his war record, and until his death this weekend, he never was man enough to walk it back, and just several weeks ago at Fort Drum, never once used the name of John McCain in his 27-minute speech about the defense authorization bill named for the senator. So petty for someone in such a high office. My advice to the president, grow up. You might just grow into the job as president of the United States. Dick, a U.S. Army veteran, served in Southeast Asia during the earliest years of the Vietnam War. Registered independent, we are Donald Trump's worst nightmare, not the Republicans nor the Democrats. Independents, a growing number of the citizens that will elect many to serve in our government.
All right, so appreciate that email.
And then we have another one here, and I will handle this.
Okay.
There is one time, and one time only, that I wish Donald Trump was not one to shoot from the hip, was in the debate when he said, I like those who weren't captured. It was about the worst thing he could say on that subject. I would also bet that our president regrets that comment big time, no doubt at all. That being said, the same man that made that inappropriate comment is the same man who is making America even greater day after day. God bless America and our good president. That's signed by David from Fisher's Ferry. And one of our texters says Palin was the only good thing about the McCain ticket.
Wow. Right. Thanks for the emails, folks. And where's Chris? Usually he's here to set the record straight at about this time. So we'll hope. Oh, there he's dialing in now. Well, he won't get too much time on. But
way we're going here.
Well, he'll get a minute or two.
But, you know, I agree that the president should have let the flag at half staff. I mean, come on. You know?
Well, right, and that would have been a good tribute to...
somebody has to be the adult in the room.
Not when the president's there. All right. Lance from Herndon is calling back. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Okay. I can say here in my own sphere, good thing about the president. Not long ago, I knew four people whose kids with college degrees were living in their parents' basement and working like at McDonald's, right? they all have jobs now. That happened, I think, about 6 months after our president took office. So
McDonald's is a job.
Well, I understand that. What I'm saying is their college degree, that they got a job that is, you know,
a family-sustaining wage job? Hmm? A family-sustaining wage job?
Well, not quite yet, but in, well, like 4 years or so it will be.
Okay.
So that's what this whole thing is about, the economy. And what you're doing is substance is great. His style is terrible. Our other president, his style was great. His substance was blah. And that's true because our former president really hamstrung our businesses.
Terrible. All right. I got to take the last caller. Thank you, Lance. And Al, you're going to be the last caller. You got 30 seconds.
Okay. I wrote it down even. When the U.S. stood down for a month after 9-1-1, that gave Bin Laden a chance for his men to get prepared and him to take cover. And I lost a little bit of faith because they knew where everybody was and they could have started killing the rats off right in the beginning.
All right, we got you. We'll have to elaborate on that tomorrow.
We all lost faith on that. Wait period.
All right. Thank you so much, Al. Appreciate the call. You're listening to WKOK Sunbury.